Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
No, really, I do know how to operate this thing. I do, I promise.
There is a rumor to that effect. Yeah.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Andy. I had a hard time finding the right button just now, but I do know how to operate it. Jimmy Keston is here. Off the world-traveling Jimmy Keston is back.
Oh, that's a rumor.
Yeah, you were gone for a long time, man.
We actually took a month off.
I forgot you had the long hair.
Oh my gosh, it was kind of an interesting. We took a cruise ship. Longer cruises like that are always an older clientele. So we were one of the youngest couples on this ship.
Really?
Right? And I have to
exactly
tell you,
spring chicken either.
No, I'm no kid anymore. And you know, like our last evening at dinner, we sat with two other couples.
Uh-huh.
One married 67 years. One married 57 years.
Married that long,
and we're, you know, the rookies coming up at 37 years.
Yeah, that's where we're at, too.
Yeah. And I have to tell you, maybe the funniest thing, obviously my hair is longer than most guys right now.
Right.
There were a few guys with longer hair on the way. But what I did notice on this particular cruise, mm-hmm. my hair was longer than 90% of these little old ladies.
Women, yeah.
They were all going short that's hair.
I always thought, you know, as far as that's concerned, that older women chose to keep their hair short because gray hair,
less work.
Some don't think, but I'm finding out that sometimes it's just the way it, I mean, if you colored your hair most of your life and then you let it, it kind of damages it. You can grow it long. My wife, her hair is as long as it can go. It's about the length of your hair right now. That's as far as she can go.
And you know, I don't know much about hair other than I started growing
either.
Other than my wife said, you know, you're not a banker anymore. No more haircuts for you.
Yeah.
And I said, okay, honey, thanks, dear. And now we're seeing what long hair looks like. First time in my life. I started working at 15. We've kind of talked about this. And so I've had short hair my entire life. We're just having some fun with it.
I couldn't do it. I mean, that's me. I couldn't. It just would feel weird.
It's
by the way, when I was a teenager, I grew my hair out a little, but mine went, instead of going down, it went out. You know, I had a white guy afro for a while.
I can assure you, though, there's no man buns in my future.
Thank goodness.
And my politics have not shifted
with
the length of my hair.
That's why you're here. One of the reasons you're here. Jimmy has been our political analyst here on KDXU for how long now, Jimmy? How long have you been doing this?
I don't know. How long have you been doing this? We've been at this for
almost
years.
7 years. Yeah.
So, yeah, we got to be at least five.
Yeah.
You and I have been doing this.
Yeah. Were you on during COVID? I can't remember. 2020?
You
were on the air. I just wonder if you were my regular.
I think we started somewhere around there. On those morning things.
Well, I'm happy to
have
you.
And you've always had me in when something, you know,
that's
something
true.
Big happens. Or
by the way, if you want to catch Jimmy, there are two ways to do it. He's Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 7:25 here on KDXU, where he offers insightful political analyses.
That's right. I have to wake up tomorrow morning and call you.
And then on Sunday mornings, Jimmy's other job, his other kind of thing, is he's actually the pastor of the Foursquare Gospel, Solomon's Porch Foursquare Gospel Church.
The call for my church right now is as the pastor, bishop.
And so on Sunday mornings, he does a show right here on KDXU at 7:06 a.m.
Yeah.
And it lasts until 8 o'clock. And,
Arise and Shine with Solomon's Porch.
Yeah.
A one-hour Bible study in the morning.
Did you finish up the New Testament yet? Are you done New Testament?
We are doing some Old Testament right now.
Okay.
We started, when I left on vacation, we had started, I think, an Old Testament book. And, you know, I have to tell you, sometime between now and Thursday, I probably have to figure out where the heck we are on Arise and Shine so I can come in here and record Sunday's show. So thank you for reminding me on, the most listened to radio program in St. George that I'm completely unprepared for what I have to,
you might be
prepared on Sunday
right now, but by Thursday you will be prepared. I have no doubt in my mind.
I hear nothing happened while I was away.
No, the last 30 days.
What a boring month it's been.
Yeah. We're going to go over some of that with Jimmy. Let's start though with current stuff. Trump to this was it this morning address or was it yesterday address the military leaders?
No, that was this morning.
Okay.
This was an. They're calling it unprecedented. We always have to be careful when we say that because the media does throw itself into all kinds of, you know, pretzels trying to make things sound bigger than they are.
Yeah.
But this is rather unique. They called every general, admiral, and ranking officer one star and above in all of our military divisions, not just wow. Army or Navy, but all branches of the military, all senior leaders, one star and above, to Quantico for a meeting in person with the Secretary of War and the President of the United States, the Commander-in-Chief.
President said the military will become, quote, stronger and faster over the next few years. What do you think he means by that?
Well, I mean, Pete Hegseth told us exactly what it means.
Okay.
Effective immediately, the standards for attire and appearance are going back to buttoned up, neat. Everybody looks shaved, clean, hair, proper haircuts. All standards for physical endurance, speed, strength are now standardized. No different standards for men and women. What Secretary Hegseth said is, you know, you're wounded. A wounded soldier laying next to you does not care if you're a man or a woman. He cares if you can carry them out of the war zone.
He doesn't care what race you
are.
He doesn't
what care what color you are, what religion you are. He doesn't care what gender you are.
Can you help me?
Can you carry that guy? So if you can't carry a proper rucksack, if you can't do the pull-ups and the push-ups and the and run the mile twice a year, they're going to be tested. Weight checks also are going to be monitored. Every branch of the military is going to come back to standardized. War ready preparedness.
This sounds like it flies directly in the face of DEI.
Actually, that's exactly what it ends. It ends all military advancement will be solely on merit for now on. Imagine that.
Yeah.
All promotions based solely on merit. And all, again, the standards which had been vastly changed. You know, which meant you were going to war and you did not know if the people around you were prepared to win, prepared to defend each other. Or, like I said, if you get wounded, can your brother or sister carry you out?
Right.
To
away
help.
From danger. Yeah.
Exactly. And everybody who is in the military needs to meet those standards effective immediately.
Will this, in your mind, and did Pete Hegseth say this will weed out some people right away?
Well, you know, I think that's kind of the unspoken truth about this, mm-hmm. is there are likely people in the military that will not be able to meet these standards.
Right.
And the question, and, you know, before we get all sad that the poor person can't, maybe there's something else they can do in the military. Maybe they can have a non-combat role in the military where the standards may be adjusted, you know, but if you're going to be in a combat position, you have to be able to do the job. The rest of the meeting was talking about we are going to give them the most advanced equipment, and they are going to have everything they need so that we don't have to use it. The president's attitude is we're going to make the United States military so strong, so powerful, so downright scary that no one messes with us so that we don't have to use it.
Peace through strength.
Peace through strength. I've heard that before.
A guy by the name of Reagan, I think, brought that up once.
That's what brought me into the conservative movement.
Yeah. All right. We got a caller, I think, wanted to talk to Jimmy. Hey, you're on with Andy and Jimmy. What's up?
Hey, guys. Good to have you back, Jimmy.
Good morning. It is great to be back in Utah's Dixie. I have surely missed this place.
You missed the rainstorm, even.
I did. Anyway, I missed the big storm, but I got back in time for some gorgeous Dixie weather. And I have to tell you, no matter how much we travel, there is no place on the planet like Utah's Dixie. It is so good to be home.
Okay, good to talk to you. Anyway, I was listening for a minute to the other station, and they're talking about the Super Bowl entertainment. This is probably for Andy Moore, this big buddy.
Bad Bunny, yeah.
Guy, Christian kind of guy.
So we got, yeah, Bad Bunny, the devil worshiping, can't hardly speak English, and there's and wears dresses. Just about exactly who you would think of when you're trying to decide entertainment for the middle of a football game.
Yeah.
No. The football game? I thought, when I saw this, I thought it was the Babylon Bee. I thought it was the Onion or something, you know? It had to be a spoof site. It couldn't be real. I imagine that this might change before the actual Super Bowl. But I have to tell you, I can't remember the last time I actually sat and watched the halftime entertainment. There are things to do at halftime.
But a lot of people do, Jimmy.
Yes.
A lot of people do. My wife being one of them. She doesn't watch.
Oh, football. My wife does too.
She'll watch the show, though.
Right. And look, it was bad form. This is not, this guy doesn't fit the average football fan's playlist.
Not at all.
So I would hope the NFL rethinks it.
Thanks, guys. Good to have you back.
Yeah, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. I actually avoided, so, you know, I put together my sportscast in the morning. Yesterday, sure. This was one of the stories. Well, I got 8 stories. I only have time for 6. And to me, I almost felt like you're like, this isn't going to stick. So I didn't do the story yesterday, but certainly it was out there. Bad Bunny.
Oh, they've had some
entertainment.
They have had, in my personal opinion, based on my musical taste, they have had some awful halftime entertainment in the last, you know, bunch of years. I have to tell you, I just didn't get all worked up about this.
Yeah.
You know, I realize that there are people that think that this is really bad form. I agree it's bad form. I agree it's, you know, it's not who I would book. You know, but I don't think they were ever considering, you know, Stephen Curtis Chaplin or, you know, Third Day or, because I listen to Christian contemporary music. So.
You know what they were telling me, and I don't know, I haven't confirmed this, but they say they do not pay the halftime performers. The pay is the publicity. Because everybody that appears on the halftime, their record sales go through the roof.
About a billion people watch the Super Bowl or something.
So they don't actually pay these people. And I'm like, really? That's kind of weird. But so, this guy's going, I guess, unless they change, he's going to be there. But like you said, he's not from here. He doesn't hardly speak any English. He raps in Spanish mostly. And he has the most bizarre name, Bad Bunny, but we couldn't pronounce his real name. But
there's nothing about this guy that is going to have me exploring his playlist, from what I've heard. And it's, you know, and it's kind of a, and like I say, some of his music, from what I understand, is a direct slap in the face to the Judeo-Christian values of this country. And for that, I do get a little worked up. If you're going to put someone on stage expressly to insult Christians and Jews or Muslims, if you're going to put somebody on there expressly to insult people of faith, you're wrong.
Yeah.
Well, and you shouldn't do it.
Well, Jimmy, the thing, too, is, I mean, after what happened with Charlie Kirk and kind of what I feel like is a new revival in our country following what happened, a revival to Christianity and to keeping the Sabbath day holy and that kind of thing,
yeah,
for the NFL to go, yeah, we're going to get this guy, it is almost a direct slap in the face of what the country is moving toward. And you know, we were just talking about Donald Trump and the military and getting rid of the DI and the wokeness. And stuff. Well, Bad Bunny is woke. He is as woke as it gets
exactly.
In this country.
And, you know, while most of the country is turning their back on the insanity of the Biden years, where, you know, this stuff started way before Joe Biden. But let's face it, it went off the rails.
Yeah.
It went from crazy to way past insanity, and it got the American people to a break. You can only push us so far with complete, utter nonsense.
Right.
And they did. And then they kept going, right? And America's pushing back. I mean, there are two genders, and God decides which one you are.
Yeah.
Okay? All of this gender blending confusion, and look, I don't care what kind of clothes you wear. I don't, but you know, if you're doing things intentionally to insult or degrade other people, I got no use for you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's from either side of the spectrum.
923 on KDXQ. I wanted to ask about, okay, Donald Trump had the big press conference yesterday about the Middle East and Hamas. And of course, America has agreed to this. Israel's agreed to this proposal, 20-point proposal. But right now, crickets from Hamas. Nothing.
And right. And you'd expect they have 72 hours to turn over all of the remaining hostages and the remains of the not living ones. And right. I can't imagine that they're going to let anyone left alive. These remaining hostages, if they haven't already, they're about to be executed before they ship back the bodies. Because mm-hmm. this is a terrorist network.
Yeah.
You know, what breaks my heart, because this, you know, this shouldn't even be a discussion in this country, but because of, I don't know, our sensibilities, I think every American should have had to see the videos of that Hamas actually took with their own cameras of October 7th.
Yeah.
Of them videoing the things we can't say on the radio because of American sensibilities. Right. This was so horrific that that people wouldn't believe it was real.
Yeah.
The extent
Hollywood
of the depravity of these people.
Yeah.
Right? And they're still holding hostages. They're holding dead bodies hostage. Right. They held two little children under 3 years old hostage for more than a year and a half and then strangled them to death on camera and sent the video to the parents.
These are
that's the kind of people we're talking about here.
Yeah.
Right. And so they've been given 72 hours to put down their arms, turn over the hostages, and let's make peace. The 20-point plan is really pretty simple. The Arab nations, Europe, America, we all agree enough is enough. We stop the fighting. They recognize Israel's right to exist, and we work towards peaceful coexistence of both sides. And right. I would expect that Hamas will reject this. Right? This is the best deal they're going to get, but they will reject it because laying down their arms and accepting peace goes against every part of their charter.
Right, right.
They only have one purpose, to kill Jews.
Right.
Indiscriminately. That is their sole purpose.
I asked Rory this earlier, and I'll ask you now. He answered it politically correct, but also correct. One thing President Trump didn't follow up on, but it was implied, was the what if. What if they don't agree to it? And I think, well, I'll let you answer, but it's going to be pretty dire for him.
Yeah, let's just say that the president said, you have 72 hours, and then Israel has our full backing to finish the job.
Ooh.
And Netanyahu, during the same press conference, said, this is a great deal for the Palestinians. This is a great deal for the Gazans. This is a deal that Israel can accept. We want peace. But let's be clear. This will end one way or another. We can do this the easy way or the hard way, Netanyahu said.
Yeah.
We would rather do it the easy way, but make no mistake, it will be finished. This is the last opportunity to do this the peaceful way. And then the president said, we've got your back. So this is very simple. Hamas surrenders or dies. And I believe they will choose to die.
Yeah. Okay. Now you come back to America talking about this deal. There are a lot of young Americans who are like, oh, just leave the Palestinians alone. Leave Hamas alone. Just let it go.
Well, there's a lot of young Americans that have absolutely no idea what they're talking about because all of the information they've been given by the American media has been downright lies.
Yeah.
Blood libel against the Jewish people. Okay, blood libel at an extent that we haven't seen since the Holocaust and the post-Holocaust denials. Hamas is one of the worst terrorist organizations in the world. They indiscriminately kill women and children. They raped women in front of their children and then killed children in front of the parents. They put live babies in the oven, in ovens, and turn them on with the parents tied up, forced to watch their own baby baked to death, and then they raped the woman and killed the husband.
Wow.
This is, and they videoed themselves doing it. And then they published the videos. This is, and I guarantee you, you know, the only genocide going on in the Middle East is against the Jewish people. This nonsense of genocide in Palestine from Israel is blood libel.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? They're using Hamas's numbers. Right? If the population in Gaza, do you know that the population in Gaza today is higher than it was before October 7th?
I did not know that.
And the population in Gaza on October 7th, it was about 2.1 million people. There's still 2.1 million people, Gazans, there. Wow. The population is continually growing. The IDF and the Israeli forces have sent in enough food for over a million meals a day three meals a day for something like 10 million people a month have been going in there. Most of it's stolen by Hamas.
Yeah.
Right? But Israel is the worst group of genocidal maniacs we've ever seen, and Donald Trump is the worst Nazi in the history of Nazism because he's spending all his time trying to save Jews.
Yeah. Crazy. All right, we got to get a break in. Of course, we will be back with more with Jimmy Kesten. Jimmy back from vacay, and he's fired up, folks. We'll be right back.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Welcome back. I'm Andy. Jimmy Kesten is with me today on the program. We're talking some kind of a national policy stuff and President Trump. I did get this text, and Jimmy, maybe you want to comment on this, but the text, I'm going to summarize it a little bit, but it says it all. It talks about being a generational military man, and he says, honor, respect, and strength are earned, not bestowed.
Amen.
Have a commander-in-chief and secretary of war who understand the tip of the spear, a.k.a. our military, should absolutely be held to the highest standard. I like it.
He's absolutely right. The lethality of our military should be so certain that nobody messes with us.
I like it. Yeah, peace through strength.
Peace through strength. Got to have it.
Three stories happened this weekend, which are somewhat tied together. The biggest one, of course, was the shooter, the guy that drove his truck through the front door of a church. When people came to help him, what they thought was an accident, he started shooting them and then set the church on fire. This was an LDS chapel in Michigan.
My heartfelt, my prayers, my condolences. I know how much my brothers and sisters in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are hurting right now. Between this blatant attack in Michigan, which is starting to sound like it was directly targeting the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints,
right,
and not even just Christians in general, but the church. And, of course, that on the heels of the calling home of President Nelson. My condolences for the church, the prayers of my family and our church family, and everybody in the Keston household are with the church. We live in times where people are being encouraged to act out on their worst ideas.
Yeah.
Their worst awful feelings. This is what, this is the consequences of the constant drumbeat of anything we don't like is dangerous. Anything, right? The left in this country has declared that anything that goes against their preferred policies isn't just something they disagree with, but it is dangerous and must be stopped.
Yeah.
And the top of the list is people of faith, because the whole rest of their list happens to be exactly what people of faith believe.
Right.
So the everything that the left in this country wants to get rid of is what we naturally believe to be the standards and values that we live our lives by. And they have made violence an acceptable option because they're saying there's no other way. They must be stopped by any means necessary.
Yeah. Yeah. That's their message.
And the, it's right. If you hate somebody, right, go end them, and that'll help your hate. That is what the left is selling in this country. And that, you know, so you get a lunatic like this guy in Michigan who, for whatever reason, was in Utah for a little while and freaked out that most of the Latter-day Saints he knows didn't have tattoos, and so he felt his tattoos made him somehow less than. I can't even begin to try to, you know, break down the logic of that, of course.
Right.
But we go from the Mormons don't like my tattoos to we have to kill Mormons. Yeah. You know, how do you make that jump? And the answers are two things. We have a severe mental illness crisis in this country that was brought about from the lockdowns. We have a generation of kids that got locked in their rooms for 3 years in some states.
Yeah.
And we forget about this in Dixie because we, you know, COVID lasted about 47 seconds and people started rebelling in Dixie.
Yeah.
Right? We were out of masks in 2 months.
Yeah.
You know, we were, most of us were back to work in four.
Yeah.
Right? We just said we choose not to participate. Salt Lake, have your fun. Right? But the rest of the country went through this. I mean, we got a bunch of screwed up kids here for being locked down for 3 months and missing their graduation. My daughter had to walk graduation alone because they wouldn't let her friends in the building.
Same here.
Class of 2020. Yeah. Lost her senior season of track. Lost all, I mean, no prom. All this stuff. You got a generation of kids that we wrecked, and then we haven't done anything to help fix them.
Right.
Okay, COVID's over. Well, by the way, we were wrong about all that stuff, and all those things you're still feeling from the shot, and your friends that are dropping over dead from heart attacks. Oh, don't worry about that.
By the way, in that next year's class, 2021, was a young man by the name over here at Pineview High School, Tyler Robinson. And I think pretty much the whole, maybe world, but certainly the whole country knows who that is now.
Right. And this young man is the perfect example of mental illness projected through the garbage of the internet combined with the left-wing radical ideas, particularly surrounding gender. And this whole thing, we've had a rash of, quite frank, trans shooters in this country.
Yeah.
It's a new thing, right? But at this point, we have to say the chemicals that we're giving these kids who have gender dysphoria, which is a mental illness that should be treated as a mental illness, not a physical treatment of pumping them full of hormones, and then we tell everybody it's right. This kid falls for somebody who's going through all this nonsense, and they are being told their life is being threatened by these conservatives who think differently than they do, and they must be stopped.
Yeah.
Right? They must be stopped by any means necessary, and that is what we're seeing. We are being hunted, and war has been declared on people of faith in this country. and law enforcement, rule of law, and standing on our values, absolutely standing on our values, and not compromising them because the other side is insane, is the only way we're going to solve this.
I was going to say, you know, one of the things about the show, Jimmy, I like to present solutions. Yes, we can point out the problems, and we'll talk about how bad they are, but let's present some solutions now. You say, the lockdown screwed up these kids. How do we fix that?
Well, I mean, look, we must, first of all, understand we do have a legitimate mental health emergency in this country. Right. And we also, but the problem is many of our mental health professionals, many of our counselors and that have been programmed with this, with all that nonsense. Right.
These mental health professionals went to our colleges, which have their own problem. Ask
exactly.
anybody that's been to college.
Right. So first things first, you need if you're concerned about your kid or family members or that, like, get them to a mental health professional and check the person out. Make sure that they are coming from a biblical worldview, from a Judeo-Christian worldview, that their counseling techniques are good old-fashioned reality-based with godly guidance. There is only one thing that is going to save this country, and it's Jesus Christ.
I agree.
That is, and there is no plan B. We get back to the basics.
Here's one of the problems I see, though, Jimmy, is you've got these kids that are now adults.
Yeah.
They're 22-year-olds like Tyler Robinson. And they are resistant to this. They don't want to go to a counselor. They don't want to be told that, gender dysphoria is a mental problem, not a physical problem. They're like, I'm a grown-up now. I can make my own decisions. And unfortunately, a lot of those decisions are turning into something very, very dark.
Right. And, of course, the other thing that goes along with it, with getting help for these kids, positive help, biblically sound help, right, is we must get back to what they called in New York broken window policing, right? Arresting and charging and convicting on the small crimes to deter the bigger ones. We must get back to there, if you break the law, there's consequences.
Yeah.
And the consequences are swift and severe enough that other people thinking about doing it say, I don't want to end up like that.
Yeah.
All these Antifa nonsense, these trans shooters, they either need to get the death penalty or the longest prison sentences, and those things need to be broadcast everywhere. Oh, you want to mess with an ICE agent? Next 8 years in prison. Have fun.
Yeah. Agreed.
And that will stop it. Eventually.
We hope. 9:45.
We'll be right. It always has worked.
All right. We'll be right back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's News Talk Leader.
Running out of time. We've got about 10 minutes left on the show. If you'd like to call 673-5890, if you'd like to text 467-5842, that's 435-467-5842. And, in fact, right now, if you want to text me corn, I've got four tickets, so I'm going to give away two packs of corn maze tickets, Staley Family Farm. Text me right now. That's another thing. Text corn to 435-467-5842. Jimmy is fired up today. It's always good to have Jimmy on the program. Jimmy had a list of all these things to talk about, and we've gotten to like two of them.
Wow, imagine that.
Yeah, we get pretty fired up. All right, we would be remiss, though, if we didn't mention the government shutdown possibilities tonight, right? Because the Democrats are probably not going to pass the bill.
Yeah, the short version is that the Democrat leadership has said that the only way they will pass a short-term funding gap is if we throw in $1.5 trillion for health care for illegal aliens and everything else that we did actually get cut out of the federal budget after all that fighting earlier in the Trump budget. So they want to completely reverse that. And the worst part is what the Republicans offered them was to keep spending at Biden-era levels, which are astronomically above the pre-COVID levels. Our budget, our federal budget's like more than doubled since 2020, and it's insane. Our debt's out of control, and they're going to try to hold them hostage. But President Trump has said, well, please do, because then I can fire all the unnecessary workers that we don't need, and they can just be, and we can shrink the federal government a lot faster. So this will be interesting. I would expect the Democrats will shut down the government. One reason only, Chuck Schumer is scared to death of the radical left in his own party. And he'll continue to make these insane decisions for the detriment of the country until he decides to retire.
So he would rather, you know, the funny thing about it, when Biden was the president, the budget's going to shut down, and everybody was like, well, you know, you Republicans want to hurt the little people.
You have to understand, and this is really, I can make this very simple for us and our listeners.
Okay.
The Democrat Party only thrives when the rest of us don't.
That doesn't make sense.
It's the truth, though. The Democrat Party thrives on the suffering of people because they claim government's the answer to all our suffering. And that allows them to grow government. People are suffering, we have to grow government.
Right.
But if people aren't suffering, then we wouldn't have to grow government. So the Democrat Party only thrives when the rest of us aren't. Mm-hmm. Republicans thrive when the rest of us are thriving because their policies are pro-people instead of pro-government. Putting money in our pockets, which allows us to spend more, which allows everyone to make more, which does bring more revenue into the government to do the things that they are supposed to do, which is what we'd like to have happen. But the bottom line is American politics can be summed down to that very simple statement. Democrats thrive when the rest of us don't. Republicans thrive when the rest of us do.
Wow. All right, back to the budget. Midnight tonight, the government... It's a partial shutdown. I mean, there's still going to be some services available, but 1201, and the Democrats are like,
Social Security checks are going out. Yeah. Medicare is not being touched.
Right.
The president is going to keep open those things that the American people actually need, right? When President Obama had a shutdown, he closed the national parks and closed a bunch of things that put maximum hurt on the American people. It was optional to close those things, right? But he wanted to make sure that everybody felt as much pain as possible, right? And most people didn't anyhow, but the president will come out of this, of course, on top. The Democrats are out of their mind. This will backfire just like everything else they'll do, but they are beholden to the loudest wing of their party, which is the AOC, Jasmine Crockett.
Loudmouths. Yeah. What about a compromise? Will this eventually get passed? And will there be compromises?
I don't really care. I would like to see us pass a budget. I am sick and tired of continuing resolutions to keep the government open while we discuss what the funding is going to be. Okay? Congress, do your dang job. Pass an actual budget.
I like it. Are they listening? Probably not. Is it going to happen? I kind of doubt it, but it'd be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be nice.
A couple of news notes. President Trump is set to announce a direct-to-consumer drug-buying website called TrumpRx today. He's also announced a deal with Pfizer to lower drug prices. TrumpRx, that's novel.
You know, I'll be honest, I'm skeptical.
Yeah.
But I have learned not to doubt Donald Trump.
No, yeah, don't. Yeah. Don't
so, you know, I am skeptical, but I've seen the president
make it happen,
make things happen that looked impossible.
One other, I wanted to get your comment on this. University of Colorado officials are expressing disappointment about the way fans behaved during their game with BYU last Saturday. Apparently, a student section broke out in a chant of "Blank the Mormons" during the game. They a sound that chant that was captured on the ESPN microphones. Colorado officials say this is not the values of the University of Colorado. Your thoughts?
Are there going to be any consequences? Have they identified where the section is? Have those kids been banned from games for a while?
No, they're not gonna,
then this is a bunch of nonsense. Yeah. My heart breaks for the way the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints are being treated. I mean, could they do that to the Catholic Church and get away with it? Could they do that to Muslims and get away with it?
No, there would be.
There'd be mass suspensions. Kids would be getting expelled.
Yeah, true.
So, you know, this is completely unacceptable, but we certainly are kind of used to this.
Yeah.
You know.
I will say this, not defending at all what they did, but back in the 80s when I went to college, there were a lot of now, usually it wasn't based on religion, it was based on the way someone looked. But we were, as student sections, they were pretty brutal, too.
And for the most part, I don't have a problem with, you know, that.
Giving them a hard time.
Yeah. Right. There are lines we probably shouldn't cross.
Exactly.
You know, exactly. And people's faith is a good place to start. You want a line not to cross? How about we stop picking on people for their faith?
Used to be the Christian was the comical character everyone made fun of in a sitcom in Hollywood. I think it's still kind of that way, but maybe.
Well, we are the only group you can
yeah, know, legally make fun of. Right?
Well, that and white guys with, you know,
and beer belly.
More salt than pepper in their head.
Yeah. So anyway, I don't believe they said they were going to try to find who started this and there will be consequences, but you and I both know this is just going to go away.
They're usually not. And we've seen this, this school before. This is not,
Colorado, right.
Didn't they do the same thing last season?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't they do the same thing like three seasons ago? We've been hearing a lot and it's always from that same school.
And they like to dress up in fake missionary outfits.
I'm beginning to think that the supervisors and the faculty at this university aren't sincere in their condemnation of this behavior because it keeps happening.
They're not sincere, you think? It's a university.
I know. Me and my controversial statements.
I think, sadly, universities, the state of universities nowadays is tough because you get these professors and their agendas. And honestly, if you're a college student, they say, hey, I need to get a grade from this guy to graduate. I guess I'm going to listen to him. And that happens a lot.
There's no doubt. I mean, we have got to rethink, how we send our kids to get their education.
Yeah.
There are better ways to do it than most of our nation's universities, which are failing us.
Yeah. You send your kid off for a year and they come back a different person, then maybe you shouldn't have sent them off for that year. Jimmy, we're out of time.
It's always a joy to be with you. Blessings to all our listeners, and what a joy to be back in Dixie.
It's good to have you back. Tune in tomorrow morning, 7:25. Jimmy Kesson will be on the air with me here on the Andy Griffin Morning Show. Thanks, Jimmy. See you later, man.
Anytime.